From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is reportedly expressing his frustration with U.S. policy in Syria. The New York Times says Kerry is heard on a recording made last month in New York at a closed-door meeting with a group of Syrian civilians, complaining that his diplomatic efforts have not been backed by the threat of military action by his own government. Meantime, Syrian and rebel forces continued to clash Saturday in the city of Aleppo, where 250,000 people, including many children, are trapped. The WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
The Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with the Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of an international terrorism. A car bombing targeting Somali security forces rocked the Somali capital Mogadishu Saturday, killing at least two people and wounding several others. A security official told VOA's Somali division that a car filled with explosives was detonated outside the Blue Sky restaurant. Shortly after the attack, the al-Qaeda-affiliated Al-Shabaab terror group took responsibility. In a statement published through the group's platform on the encrypted Telegram messaging application, the statement said the group carried out the attack to strike at guards who work at a nearby prison. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has apparently launched a plan to discredit his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, by attempting to make former President Bill Clinton's sexual indiscretions a central issue of the presidential campaign. In an interview Friday with the New York Times, Trump said he believes the negative attacks will help him win over more women voters, although polls show two-thirds of women view him unfavorably. The Clinton campaign has apparently tried to preempt Trump's attacks by releasing audio of Bill Clinton discussing his marriage with Hillary. A poll by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton leading Trump by an average of 3 percentage points among likely voters nationwide. Hungarians will vote on Sunday in a referendum which gives the government the popular support it seeks to oppose any future plans by the European Union to resettle asylum seekers in the country. People are already concerned about the referendum's outcome even before the votes are cast.
Yeah, I really like that because I don't want migrants here.
The referendum question asks whether voters wish to accept European Union imposed quotas, with the government urging citizens to vote no. Powerful Hurricane Matthew continuing to move northward up the Atlantic, with a large amount of rain expected on parts of the Caribbean, including Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba. It's expected to pass through eastern Cuba and the Bahamas Tuesday into Wednesday. Authorities say the storm claimed the life of one person, a man, in Colombia. Matthew is expected to remain a powerful storm through Sunday. U.S. weather forecasters say Matthew is the strongest hurricane over the Atlantic since Felix in 2007. Forecasters say it's too early to tell how the hurricane will impact Florida. Tens of thousands of Indians are taking advantage of a sort of amnesty for not reporting billions of dollars in income. Authorities say in the past 4 months, Indians have come forward with $9.5 billion in income not reported or taxed. Under a government plan announced early this year, Indians who declared so-called black money during the four-month period that ended Friday would pay 45% in taxes to the state, but avoid criminal prosecution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who vowed to curb tax avoidance when he was elected in 2014, congratulated those who chose to declare their black money on Black Monday, money that is, on Saturday. And European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries must sign on to it. A month later, the deal would go into effect. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.